The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, 4:30 to 7. Let's go to Adam in London, where there's this decision in relation to the au pair murder. Adam.
Yeah, this is extraordinary. A French couple found guilty of murdering their French au pair, all this in southwest London. They had become convinced, indeed obsessed, this couple, that the au pair, Sophie Lyonnais, was plotting to abuse people in their home with the help of the singer Mark Walton, once upon a time in the boy band Boyzone. Absolutely groundless conviction they had, but anyway, they ended up starving, beating, and ultimately murdering poor Sophie and putting her body on a bonfire in the back garden. Needless to say, they didn't get away with it. In fact, the neighbours were pretty much alerted at that time. But the couple, Sabrine Coudet and Usia Madouni, blamed each other. Even in the course of the trial, they both claimed to have been asleep when the other one would have done it. They've both been found guilty of murder.
Astonishing. Talking about murder, what's this attempted murder by a parachute?
Well, if that one was sort of grisly and tales of the unexpected, this one's a bit Agatha Christie, really, or maybe Midsummer Murders or something like that. Anyway, this guy, an army sergeant called Emile Sillier, has been found guilty of attempting to murder his wife. He left the gas tap on. He started a deliberate gas leak. And when that didn't work, he decided he would try and bump her off by the both of them teen skydivers. You can guess what's coming next. He tampered with her parachute and her reserve chute. And amazingly, Victoria Sillier, the wife, survived a 4,000-feet jump with all the lines mangled and tangled, and somehow she came down. She was badly hurt in the process, but she survived. So he's been found guilty of attempted murder. But also, sleazy as anything, Alan, he wanted the life insurance money, essentially. He was deep in debt. But he wanted to start a new life with his lover whilst also sleeping with his ex-wife and paying regular visits to prostitutes. It's a mini-series in its own right, isn't it? It's an extraordinary film.
Amazing. But you tell it very, very well. You have a wonderful weekend. There he is, Adam Gilchrist in London.